December 14. The way of AA is the way of service. Without that, it would not work. We have been on the wagon and hated it. We have taken the pledge and waited for the time to be up with impatience. We have tried in all manner of ways to help ourselves. But not until we begin to help other people do we get real relief. It is an axiom that the AA program has to be given away in order to be kept. A river flows into the Dead Sea and stops. A river flows into a clear pool and flows out again. We get and then we give. If we do not give, we do not keep. Have I given all ideas of holding AA for myself alone? Meditation for the day. Try to see the life of the spirit as a calm place. Shut away from the turmoil of the world. Think of your spiritual home as a place full of peace, serenity, and contentment. Go to this quiet, meditative place for the strength to carry you through today's duties and problems. Keep coming back here for refreshment when you are weary of the hubbub of the outside world. From this quietness and communion comes our strength. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may keep this resting place where I can commune with God. I pray that I may find refreshment in meditation on the eternal. Clear thinking. Strive for clear thinking. Many of us have had our thinking clouded by denial. Some of us have even lost faith in ourselves because we've spent a degree of time in denial. But losing faith in our thinking isn't going to help us. What we need to lose faith in is denial. We didn't resort to denial, either of someone else's problem or our own, because we were deficient. Denial, the shock absorber of the soul, protects us until we are equipped to cope with reality. Clear thinking and recovery don't mean we will never resort to denial. Denial is the first step toward acceptance, and for the most of our life, we will be striving to accept something. Clear thinking means we don't allow ourselves to become immersed in negativity or unrealistic expectations. We stay connected to other recovering people. We go to our meetings where peace of mind and realistic support are available. We work the steps, pray, and meditate. We keep our thinking on track by asking our higher power to help us think clearly, not by expecting him or someone else to do our thinking for us. Today I will strive for balanced, clear thought in all areas of my life. Embodying the gospel. We hear a lot about evangelism today and how the church must pay more attention to evangelism. But mostly, evangelism is not what we tell people, unless what we tell people is totally consistent with who we are. It is who we are that is going to make the difference. It is who we are that is going to show the love that brought us all into being, that cares for us now. Cares for us all and forever. If we do not have love in our hearts, our words of love will have little meaning. If we do not truly enjoy our faith, nobody is going to catch the fire of enjoyment from us. If our lives are not totally centered on Christ, we will not be Christ bearers for others, no matter how pious our words are.